You're watching The Legal Breakdown. Glenn, we have an explosive new update as far as the Epstein files are concerned, something that the Republicans have been trying to suppress that we just found out about. Can you explain what just happened?
Yeah, and it came out of the mouth of Representative Comer, of all people. What he said on air is that they have learned that in 2019, the Trump Department of Justice told New Mexico law enforcement authorities to stop investigating Jeffrey Epstein's former ranch, the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. And I'll tell you, Brian, nothing sets off alarm bells than, you know, given everything we're learning about Epstein and Maxwell and, you know, the horrific sex trafficking crimes that were ongoing, it seems, for decades, nothing sets off alarm bells like learning that in 2019, during Trump's first administration, his Department of Justice told the New Mexico law enforcement authorities, don't investigate the Zorro Ranch. And we've heard, you know, indications that there were lots of potential crimes committed by Epstein and perhaps others at his Zorro Ranch. So let's back up and talk about what we know at this point. We know that recently the New Mexico legislature, I think unanimously, certainly in bipartisan fashion, passed a law setting up a truth commission to begin investigating what the heck happened at Epstein's Zorro Ranch. And the attorney general in New Mexico has pretty aggressively said, no, we will be opening an investigation. And in fact, there are searches underway virtually as we speak of the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. So when you get this kind of blockbuster revelation from Representative Comer that in 2019, Trump's DOJ said to the New Mexico law enforcement authorities, stop your investigation, that kind of puts it all into some context. Now, here is the substance of some of the information we are learning. There is an email that was in, I think, the recent batch of released Epstein files and documents. And here I'm going to quote a portion of that email. It says, quote, did you know somewhere in the hills outside the Zorro Ranch, two foreign girls were buried on orders of Jeffrey and Madam G? Now, Jeffrey is obviously Jeffrey Epstein, would be the rational inference. Madam G, Ghislaine Maxwell. The email is coming from somebody named Eddie Aragon. It doesn't say who it went to because that is blacked out. It's redacted. It's marked confidential, Jeffrey Epstein. And there is some more text in that email, in the body of that email. For example, it says the information is coming from a former staffer at Zorro who, quote, has seen it all. And then it actually refers to how these two foreign girls, we don't have names or any other identifying information, these two foreign girls who were allegedly killed, it talks about how they were killed, and they were killed during certain acts being performed. It doesn't say by whom, but I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing that should have been aggressively investigated back in 2019, but it looks like when the New Mexico law enforcement authorities tried to investigate it, Donald Trump's DOJ put a stop to it.
Now, in terms of what next steps could be here, what do you presume will happen?
So, Brian, literally as we speak, there are searches underway of the property, the Zorro property, which is a pretty expansive complex. And, you know, people might say, well, wait a minute, these crimes were committed, you know, years ago, maybe some of them more than a decade ago. But let me just sort of go on this little detour. I have dealt with cadaver dogs. I've also dealt with drug sniffing dogs, gun sniffing dogs. But most directly, I've dealt with cadaver dogs in my career as a federal prosecutor. And they can find remains that have been buried for years and years and years. I've seen it with my own eyes, and it is mind-blowing. So if there are human beings buried on or around the Zorro property, let's not discount that law enforcement might be able to actually find them using cadaver sniffing dogs. So, you know, we'll have to wait to see, you know, what those searches produce. But what we really need to know is who in the world in the Trump administration directed the law enforcement authorities of New Mexico when they were trying to investigate the Zorro Ranch back in 2019 or before, who in the world told them to stop? Now, let me hasten to add, as bad and as nefarious as that sounds, there are legitimate reasons that federal law enforcement authorities will ask a state to take a back seat. The most usual circumstance is when I used to be a career Fed prosecutor, we Feds decide, no, we're going to take this case, we're going to investigate it, we're going to indict it, and we're going to prosecute it. And we would ask the state as a courtesy to let us take the lead. Sometimes we would do it in conjunction with state law enforcement authorities as co-leads. But it's not unusual for the states in a really important case that they want to aggressively pursue. We'll ask the states to sort of take a back seat. But what do we know moving forward, Brian? We know the feds did exactly nothing with respect to this blockbuster information of crime being committed out at the Zorro property. So that really does make this a very nefarious and troubling development. The other circumstance that I could see the feds intervening is, for example, if there are dramatic national security concerns and they don't want the states to be involved in the investigation, or if Jeffrey Epstein was a valuable source to the federal government. But again, all of these things I raise as possibilities because we can't rule them out. But I'll tell you, all indicators are pointing to this being some extraordinarily bad and troubling news, certainly for the first Trump administration, and I think it carries over to the current Trump administration.
Do you know what avenues can be taken to figure out who it was? Like, there has to be some chain of command. There has to be some paper trail, presumably leading to the person who told these state investigators to stand down only for the federal government to do absolutely nothing. Does that exist?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. Who was the lead prosecutor in 2019, 2020 on the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, which did not culminate in a trial because he turned up dead in his cell, and the Ghislaine Maxwell prosecution, the actual trial? Yeah. That is Maureen Comey, and I'm sure she was assisted by other prosecutors and by a whole team at the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office. So you can bet there are ready answers to the question, who in the world from the Trump administration told the New Mexico authorities to stand down? Heck, you can go to those New Mexico law enforcement authorities and say, who was it that directed you not to investigate the alleged crimes at Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch? And so, you know, all of this has to be undertaken. And frankly, it should be undertaken by a legitimate law-abiding Department of Justice. Well, that's at least on hold, if not out the window entirely, under, you know, the leadership air quotes of a Pam Bondi and a Todd Blanche. But, you know, we should be going out to the New Mexico law enforcement authorities to get answers. And Congress should be investigating this as part and parcel of the ongoing debacle that is the Trump administration's ongoing violations of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. I don't think anything Donald Trump does, up to and including a war against Iran, is going to distract. This train has left the station, and I have a feeling it's not going to stop chugging down the tracks until we start to see some accountability.
Can you talk about the urgency that Maureen Comey would be needed to come and testify? And subsequently, the fact that she was fired from the DOJ, what are the rules regarding what she can and can't say?
Oh, she can absolutely come in and testify to Congress. The only thing she would not be permitted to do is disclose grand jury protected information. So she couldn't, for example, say, well, let me tell you what a particular witness testified to in the grand jury about the Zorro Ranch. That would be off limits. However, there was a public trial, right? There was testimony adduced at trial up in federal court in New York. And if any of it had to do with the Zorro Ranch or anything relevant to where we are today on the Epstein files, she can absolutely testify to that. For gosh sakes, it's a matter of public record. But even beyond that, she undoubtedly is privy to tons and tons of investigative details that are not privileged because they weren't exclusively part of the grand jury presentation. So, you know, I think the Maureen Comeys of the world are the exact right person to testify to Congress. But does that mean a Republican-controlled committee will issue a subpoena to Maureen Comey, or might there be answers they don't want to hear? But Brian, let me add, it was Representative Comer, a Republican, the head of the committee, who revealed that in 2019, Donald Trump's Department of Justice put a stop to the Zorro Ranch investigation. You know, that is something that must be explained, and it must be explained through congressional testimony.
Glenn, you know, this is just one small piece of a larger whole. Can you talk about the damage that Trump is doing by virtue of him and his Department of Justice burying this stuff when this is the kind of stuff that's contained within these files? Like, this is just one instance. And look, the credibility will be investigated, obviously, but this is just one instance of something that is contained within these files. And we have 3 million files that still haven't been released. Presumably, knowing what we know about Trump and his DOJ, they're not going to release the bad stuff, but suppress the good stuff, like suppress the stuff that isn't damaging. And so I would imagine that if we know about all of this, because it's already been released, think about what we don't know. Think about what they're making sure not to release to the general public. So can you just give your reaction to the fact that this is the kind of stuff that, in effect, the administration is hiding by virtue of refusing to release these files? Or if they do release them, they're overly redacted, or, you know, or victims' information is exposed, or it takes weeks to do it, or pushing and shoving from Democrats. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, you know, there is the famous saying that I think was born back during the Watergate era, if the crimes don't get you, the cover-up will. As horrific as these crimes are, you know, we don't know what Donald Trump did, what he didn't do, what he's actually potentially criminally culpable for. We have no idea. Why? Because we don't have all of the Epstein files released. But the cover-up is something that I think in a rational world, when we're not living in the legal upside down, would bring an end to Trump's presidency. And because this is an issue that is so important to Trump's MAGA base, his supporters, heck, this is something that, you know, they were all kind of running on and you know, cheerleading that we're going to release the files and we're going to see that it was all Democrats who were involved in Epstein's sex ring. Well, turns out, one, that's not the case. And two, it turns out that that broken promise by Trump and the Bonginos and the Kash Patels and maybe even the Pam Bondis, who said, I have the Epstein client list on my desk and I'm reviewing it now, inferentially about to release it. They're giving binders to right-wing influencers. Here's the Epstein files, a preview. You know, it turns out that the lies are really coming home to roost. And Donald Trump supporters are still wanting to see the entirety of the Epstein files. So the crimes are horrific. The cover-up should be presidency ending for Donald Trump. But the good news is it is even Republicans who are leading the charge, like Thomas Massie, and now even this revelation from Representative Comer. This thing ain't going away.
Okay, well, we will, of course, stay on top of this. And if we have any updates, we'll bring them to you. So for those who are watching right now, if you want to stay tuned in and follow along with this stuff, the best way to do that is to subscribe to both of our channels. I'm going to put those links right here on the screen. It's 100% free to subscribe, but it's a great way to support our work, great way to support independent media. And so if you're not yet subscribed, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I'm Brian Taylor Cohen.
And I'm Glenn Kirshner.
You're watching The Legal Breakdown.